bless you. Today is your greatest day, and everything is truly about mindset and where your mind is. And we can either live in a faith-filled mind, or we could live in a fearful mind. And you know, there's things and circumstances that come up, but it's up to us what we decide. What do we decide? Where do we decide to place our mind? With God or with the world? Do we decide to be carnal or spiritual? And God really is saying to us today, you know, if there's an issue, then, or if there's a situation, or there's a circumstance, then what do? We can really pray over the situation. We can really declare and discern. We can ensure that we are really using our authority. We are walking with God, you know, that we're seeing a circumstance and situation. Know that God really does have your back. God has your has his hands of protection over you. And when we have a knowing, you know, you have that certainty within your heart that, you know, this situation can arise, that situation, that circumstance can arise, but, you know, God is really going to have the answer and have the solution. But are we really setting our mind on and focus on this, or are we focusing on the negative and the situation, you know, or the negatives that try to bombard your mind? We can either put the coat of spirituality on our minds and really just, you know, remove those daggers, remove those thoughts, remove what is trying to come in, and then we switch it. And yet it's a process, it's a work. And don't stop who you're becoming. You know, God has made you and has created and formed you, and he has created you perfectly. The world has tried to distract you. The world has tried to put its narrative within our minds, you know, with paradigms, within, you know, fearful tactics of, what if this happens, and what about this, what about this, what are you listening to? So if your mind gets heavier, your mind, you know, your thoughts get racing, then what do you then do? You really just declare with your mouth, speak the word over your life. You know, really, if you need to, open the Bible and really speak his promises. What promises does God say to you? What is he saying over your life? And are you believing them? Are you believing the promises are yes and amen? Are you believing that greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world? Are you believing that God is greater than any circumstance? Are you believing? Where is your faith? Where is your belief? What are you thinking? What is your most dominant thought within you? What is your dominant thought when circumstances and situations arise? Is it to look in fear, or is it to really triumph in faith? Because God is faithful, and God really wants you to know that he is the one who wants to move you and move your situations. He wants to move you in faith. He wants you to really assure that you're listening, that you're not just listening, but you're listening to the right information, so you then you're fed the right information. Because if you're feeding yourself, or you're consistently, you know, looking and feeding yourself the world's narrative. You know, there's so many distractions hitting me out there right now. There's so much information of, you know, there's so much information, even with God, you know, with the practice and the things of God, there's still so much information on social media of what God says. But, you know, we can really discern, we can really choose not to listen to what anyone else is saying apart from God, who God has encouraged us to then get our encouragement from. You know, that is where the two most precious information comes from. So when we start to recognize this, and ourselves, when we're really sitting with God, we're starting to really recognize who we are in Christ, who God is, we start to recognize that, you know, we do not need to be thinking or living in any fearful state of mind. You know, our mind is a creative force, but what are you creating? What are you, because when fear tries to grab hold of you, you know, when you have thoughts that are racing, you could have real terrible thoughts that brings anxiety to your body, and anxiety can then have physical symptoms where you could then get insomnia. You can then start shaking. Your heart can start going. You start to feel sick. You don't necessarily feel like you want to eat because it's so heavy within you. You know, do you want to really be listening to that thought in the first place that can then bring these symptoms upon you? No, you don't. You really want to ensure that that you're feeding your mind in the first place, where when things come up, you're strong enough and you're saying, no, this is not the right thought. This is not okay. I'm thinking like the world thinks here. I'm a child of the Most High. I'm really understanding that God has His protection. God really wants to protect you. He wants to protect, but if you're, and He is protecting you, but if you're consistently, you know, going the world's way, then His hands can be tied. Don't tie God's hands and let Him then move you. Let Him then take, you know, control as such. You know, let Him take it from you. Let Him take the burden. Go to God and let Him have the burden. Ensure that the burden, you know, when you have it, is then you're lifting it to the right source. You're not taking it to people who don't understand God, who don't understand the will of God, who doesn't understand that, you know, that in matter of fact, God does have His full hands and protection around you and around your whole family, no matter what the world and, you know, the information that you may receive, and, you know, what the world says, and this could be going on in schools and that could be going on in the world. But you have a bubble around you where you cannot be touched. That can't be popped. You know, so really recognize that the bubble around you cannot be popped unless you pop it. You are the one that either with your words can have a real faith-filled life, or you can have a life that's full of fear, and you can have a scarcity mindset, and then it will be negative. But God is the one who brings you out of that. God, don't put yourself back into it by looking. You know, if you need a break from, you know, it could be watching the news or social media, or have a break. If it's not doing you any favour, never have a break. God really wants you to be the happiest you can be, the most joyful you can be, no matter the situation and the circumstance. You really can have a great outcome every day. You can have a joy within. You can have, you know, a focused mind. You can have a positive mindset every day if you choose to. Everything is about choice. And when you choose, actually, I am really not going to listen to many people who say, you know, many carnal people could come to you and say, well, what about this? And what about that? And no, what does God say? Because God is the one. God is the one who is the creator of the heaven and the earth. And he is the one who really wants to move you. He wants to move you to become a world changer. You can change people's lives. You can change people's lives if you let God change yours, and then you have the information. Then you have, you know, you have the information, you've also experienced it, and you've lived it. You've lived it so well that you now have the information from God that you can then teach others. You know, and we need to stay humble and stay meek and really learn, really have that within our heart to learn that greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world, and nothing can touch you, nothing, only if you allow it. So God bless you. God bless you.